I've been so many times. Here I am again, losing the battle and thinking I'll never win this fight. I'm so ashamed, down on my knees. I know there's grace, but is there grace for me? Fall after fall, prayer after prayer, Father, will you still be there? Here you are again, forgiving, redeeming my heart again, standing me up on my feet again. You show me your mercy will never run out, will never run out. I can breathe again, knowing I'm loved, I feel free again. No matter how long I've been wandering, when I think that I've gone too far, here you are again. Here I am. Standing me up on my feet again. Show me your mercy. We'll never run out. We'll never run out. I can breathe again.
Again, we're here with Brindley Brown on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music God Studios. Learn all about her, brindleybrownmusic.com. Switching gears a little bit here, Brindley, you mentioned the music your parents would play around for you and all that kind of stuff. Do you remember the first, and again, maybe this may be dating me a little bit. Do you remember the first album you bought with your own money or downloaded even? Is that where we are?
Well,
personal feelings.
No.
Okay.
No, that's okay. I'm almost right there with you. I think the first record I remember buying, so my dad had a little collection of vinyl records actually. And so the first one we went together. I remember we went to my first ever record store experience.
Yeah.
And I bought a Willie Nelson vinyl record. So that was like the first for me,
Yeah.
which like is a really, I'm thankful for that experience. But I probably the first like downloaded music like on my phone, was probably Miranda Lambert, I want to say. Miranda Lambert record back in the day. But yeah, Willie was that first record for me.
All right, that's quite the swing there. So with that in mind, who are your influences musically growing up?
So many good ones. I think Emmylou Harris
Mm.
Is one that I just love so much. Her writing, her authenticity. I think, you know, she was a female in country that was really carving out her own path, her own lane, and was saying stuff with her music that was impactful. And I really resonated with her just, you know, still to this day. Love Emmylou Harris. And she's one of my favorites. As a writer, Kris Kristofferson, I think, is absolutely incredible. He's one, that was playing all through my house growing up, and just continue to just love his music. Gosh, so many good ones, but I'd say probably those two are some of my faves.
All right, building off that unfair question, if you could open up for anybody dead or alive, and just think
Oh.
you get to be there, you get to be present, who would it be?
That is so hard.
It's
Just
unfair. It is.
hitting it hard right now with these questions. At the moment, oh gosh. Right. And I mean, a dream would be to open up for Cody Johnson. I just love what he stands for. He shares the gospel from his platform so boldly. And I love that. Love his music. He's one that I'd love to open for. Gosh, but that's hard. I don't even, I mean, there's so many that come to mind right now. Willie Nelson is another one too. I'd love to have the honor of opening up for him. So sorry I gave you two.
We'll fire some emails off. We'll just shoot to Willie. I know Willie listens to this show. Willie, I know you're listening to this show. Just give Brinley a call. She just wants to open a time or two. You got the space.
Once. I'm grateful for one time.
Listen, and Willie, your runway is getting shorter, buddy. So let's make that
Yeah,
call quick.
exactly. All right. I mean, hey, maybe it's not. I feel like he may just come
I
on
know he may
forever.
outlive all of us. He's gonna live out
Yeah.
all of us at this point.
Seriously, someone needs to write a song. Maybe I need to write a song about how Willie's gonna outlive us all, to be honest. Oh
You
my God.
know, the wild part about it is if you were to look at just the decisions of his life, you'd think, he ain't gonna make it that long. And he just keeps going.
He just keeps going and going strong. I'm like, okay,
Have
here we
you
are.
ever seen him play in person?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was my first record. It was also my first concert. So
Oh.
my dad took me to a Willie Nelson concert. I think I was seven. Yeah, I think I was about 7 years old, and I was in awe. Yeah, just in
Yeah.
awe. As a songwriter, amazing.
Somebody said they saw him even recently, within the last year or so, and they said he just kind of shuffles out on the stage. Obviously, he's spring chicken. But they said he sits in a chair. When they put that guitar in his hand, though, it's just like it comes alive. It's wow.
It's amazing.
It's wow. I hope I can do something that well at that point. So,
Yeah.
and I think I'm making better decisions, but I think I'm probably falling apart faster. So I don't know. We'll
Same
see.
here.
I need
Same
to
here.
go for it. I need to go look. What did he do? I can't probably don't need to do any of it,
I don't think he did much. Yeah, much of
but
that. I
just
think he
see.
did.
We'll just see where it goes. We'll just see
See,
where it
we'll
goes.
see.
We're not promoting this, everybody. Turn the show back on. Turn the show back on. Calm down.
Great Aunt Marine said at 103, write scripture on your heart for when you need it. 'Cause anxiety hates Psalm 23. So just say it to yourself till you believe it. And I'm feeling like I'm needing it right now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow. My father, my friend, your goodness
Again, we're wrapping up here with Brinley Brown on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her, brinleybrownmusic.com. Brinley, I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
Yes, let's do it.
What's your favorite junk food?
Favorite junk food's gotta be some caramel corn. Yeah, I
Really?
love it. Out on the road, you know, even just throw that popcorn in the microwave. I guess it's not maybe too junk food-ish. I mean, I feel like it's, but I love it. Popcorn for sure.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint and chip.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Happy?
Yeah. What color is your toothbrush?
Blue and white.
In the movie about your life, The Brinley Brown Story, what actress would play you?
Oh, my word. This is so random, but I've gotten sometimes that I look like a young Amanda Bynes, so I'm going to say Amanda Bynes.
We're going to have to do a little work on her, Brinley.
Yeah, we gotta rein that in. We gotta rein that
We're
in.
Going to have to get her back together, but I can see that.
Hey, maybe this movie is what would do it. You know what I mean? It would encourage her in her faith, you know, and kind of bring her back.
Maybe. I hope that I need what we need is for her not to be able to play you well in her current state.
Right.
So we're gonna have to steer clear of the Willie Nelson path.
Yes, very much so. Full
That's
circle.
where we've settled that. That's what we'll do. But
Absolutely.
if you do, Amanda Bynes on line one. You
Amanda
got it.
Bynes.
You could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Oh. Spider-Man.
Yeah. I don't know him either, if it makes you feel better. Makes you feel better.
I love Spider-Man. I do. So I'm gonna say Spider-Man.
Favorite board game?
Candyland all the way.
Oh, you know, I used to play Candyland with my mom all the time, and she beat me every time. As a small child, she taught me a lot about losing.
Hey, you know what? Life lessons starting young with Candyland.
Yeah, I don't think it worked. I don't think it was good. Looking back, I don't think that's the way it should have gone. Favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh, goodness. VeggieTales. I loved me.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Elmo was just always classic. Sesame Street, I loved.
Love it. You got a time machine for one day. Where and when do you go?
Going back to the 70s, so much good music. Jesus Revolution happened during those years. Woodstock. I mean, I would be out there at every live show, concert. Joni Mitchell. I mean, I would just be like, yes. 70s all the way. The clothes, I love the clothes. I kind of dress 70s anyway. Yeah, that would be it. Just take
You
me
were
back.
so ready for that question.
Oh, yes. Take me there.
Every day, I think you wake up thinking, I want to go back to the 70s. Why am I here?
1,000%. I
It's
actually
fair.
have a music playlist that's called I Was Born in the Wrong Era, and it's just all 70s music. So yes, it's accurate.
Willie Nelson loved the 70s too, Brinley.
He sure did. He sure
Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh, bacon.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a huge bacon fan. I
That's
mean,
fair.
I will do, a little shredded bacon. I don't know if that crumbled bacon,
Yep.
in certain things, but straight up bacon, you will not see me eating bacon. A lot of
That's.
people are like, "What? You don't like bacon?" Like, no, I don't.
I'm good with it because I'm such a quirky person. Doesn't I think the number of times I agree with you guys on this, I'm like, I got some things to work out. I got some problems, I think. But I do like bacon, but I'm never judged because like, well, I hate everything, I think. So, but I do like bacon. Is there like even, but for me, here's my deal. When I go to a place, I'm like, listen, I want whatever, I want some bacon, but I want it embarrassingly crispy. I
Yeah,
can
but
only eat it crispy.
yes, and I can get down with that. But they don't do it though.
It's rare. It's
You
rare.
always, my mom is the same exact way, and she'll send it back. I mean, she's not snotty about it, but she's
I
like,
love
I asked for the bacon crispy,
it.
and I always just chuckle, but it is true. It does make a difference how
Yeah.
it's. What I have liked though, what I've gotten before, is the bacon wrapped dates with the goat cheese. Have you had that? Oh my gosh, that is so good. And I think it's the candied bacon. I like the sweet. I like
Yeah.
the, so it's yeah, I have had that. So maybe I'm coming around to bacon. As I've moved to the south, it's been a lot of pork and bacon out here. So
Sure.
I should probably start coming around to it. But yeah, bacon's not my favorite.
I found the bacon's best at like 2 a.m. at Waffle House.
Absolutely.
That's where it is.
That's accurate statement.
I think, all right, next time we do this show, you, me, Willie Nelson,
Yes.
Waffle House, 2, 3 a.m. Let's just see where it goes.
And then crispy bacon, though. It's got to be
Only crispy.
only crispy.
Because that can, listen, they'll get it right.
But for
Waffle House will
Willie,
get it
they
right.
better get it right for Willie Nelson.
Good. I'm here for it. We'll send some emails, Brindley. She's Brindley Brown on Behind the Tunes, brindleybrownmusic.com. Brindley, you've been a ton of fun. I appreciate you hopping on today.
Thank you so much. It was awesome being here talking to y'all. Thank you.
I really tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I said it.
couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Who put the breath in my lungs? Who calls us daughters and sons? All praise goes to just one.
Thank you. You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.